digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
You didn't just betray me, you betrayed your country.
I swear to you, I didn't know.
The Russians know about the component, and they're threatening military action against us if we don't get it back from the Chinese. You're gonna go back to your boyfriend. You're gonna make him believe that we have the component back.
When you go back to Mr. Bishop, you will find a way to excuse yourself from the room, to allow him time to access your PDA. If you can feed all this convincingly to Bishop, he will relay it to his Russian contact. President Suvorov will call off his threat of military action.
Always worried the next crisis is around the corner.
I think I know how to take your mind off this.
Head east 153 meters. That will put you directly beneath CTU.
This is Nadia Yasser. Code red is confirmed. Lock this place down.
Everyone on the floor! You all right?
Yes, Jack, what's going on? What do they want with Josh?
What do you mean, Josh?
They came here to get him.
I'm not leaving you.
Josh, you're not leaving anyone behind. We're going to be following you. Just go through there and go. Keep going.
Put your weapon down on the ground. Now!
I'm putting your weapon down.
The boy's escaped.
Get the boy back. I don't care what you have to do.
Josh,
I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
If you don't show yourself,
by the time I finish counting,
she dies.
The operation was successful.
My men have your grandson.
Call me when I can talk to the boy.
Have you finished repairing the subcircuit board?
Almost. I'll return it when you bring me my grandson.
Who is in command?
I am. Milo Pressman, I'm acting director of CTU.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
At CTU, the shocked team huddle on the floor around Milo's corpse. Morris gently drapes a jacket over his dead colleague's face. Soyo, the leader of the Chinese gang, clutches Josh by the collar. Marilyn looks on, terrified.
Cheng, I'm sending the boy to you now.
What?
Bye. Get him into the tunnel now.
Josh! No, Josh!
Marilyn! Josh,
what do you want with him?
Marilyn!
Please!
Marilyn!
Please, what are you going to do? Please! Please, just a boy, they're taking my child! Please!
Leave her alone!
Didn't do anything, please!
Shut up! Wait! Please, please. I can help you calm her down. Please, let me just help you.
Get on your feet. Keep her quiet.
Thank you. Marilyn.
All of you, listen to me. Pay attention. We're moving you to a secure room, then we will leave. Do what I tell you to do, and no one will be hurt.
Josh is hustled along a corridor by two of the armed men. The first one jumps down through the hatchway into the tunnel and beckons the boy to follow. The two men, bright spotlights fixed to their machine guns, guide Josh around a corner in the tunnel. In CTU.
We're moving you in two groups. Group one, on your feet.
Get up!
What are they doing?
Everybody!
They got what they want. Now they want to stop us from being able to follow them. We're gonna try and get Josh back. Marilyn, I need you to be at the front of our group. Do you understand? You need to be at the front of our group.
Group two, on your feet!
Okay, stand up. Marilyn, go. Nadia. If Chang's men lock us in the holding room, we're gonna lose our only chance to get that component back.
So we have to do something now.
Yeah, but you need to understand. This is a long shot at best. There's a good chance we won't make it through this.
I understand.
Stay close to me. As soon as I make my move, take the first man on the left.
Okay, what are you guys talking about?
Chloe, keep going. Or stay alert.
Jack takes out two of the Chinese attackers. Nadia fells one. Morris gets another in a headlock. Another of the gang runs around the corner. The CTU team appear to be getting the advantage. Jack fights hand-to-hand with Soyo, managing to get a garrote around his neck. Nadia fends off a gun barrel. Jack snaps Soyo's neck. Nadia is saved by the arrival of Doyle plus his tack team.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Teams B and C, are the hostages secure?
Copy, all hostages secure.
There were Chang's men that attacked us. They were after my nephew. I don't know why, but it has to do so in the component. Otherwise, why would they take the risk? All I need is a tactical setup and calm. I'm ready to go.
But you're still under arrest.
Nadia, please. I know the schematics of this building better than anyone. I can find them.
Okay, I'll release you, Jack, but Dora's in command.
Fine.
Get him whatever he needs.
Yes, ma'am.
How many casualties did you sustain?
One. Milo Pressman.
Are you okay?
No.
I'm set. We need to go.
Use my cell until comms up.
You did great.
Ryan, Josh, we're on the move. Let's go.
Nadia wistfully watches them go. Chloe approaches.
That was really brave.
We need to restore common satellite right away.
There may be more server capacity and data storage.
Try it.
Chloe has to pass close by Milo's prone corpse as she dutifully returns to work. Nadia looks down at the body and then turns away with terrible sadness. Down in the tunnel, Josh looks back over his shoulder. Jack, Doyle, and the TAC team advance warily but at speed through the basement corridors of CTU. They locate the blown hatchway. Jack leaps down first. Doyle and the others follow. Flashing their powerful torches into the darkness of the tunnel, they head in after Josh's abductors. End of part one. Part two, 313. The CTU team continue on through the sewer tunnel.
Keep quiet.
Josh's abductors arrive at the hole in the roof.
Who are you?
Start loading, we're moving out.
But what do you want from me?
What took you so long? I've been waiting for your call.
I have the boy with me.
Put him on the phone.
Your grandfather wants to speak with you.
My grandfather?
Yes. Take the phone.
Grandpa?
Hello, Joshua. Look, I'm sorry. I know you've been through a lot.
I'm sorry? A few hours ago, you pointed a gun at my head and said you'd kill me.
I never would have hurt you.
I heard you say it.
I had to make it sound convincing to you and to Jack. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten away. But I wouldn't hurt you. Not for anything.
This one.
What do you want from me?
To protect you.
From what?
From your father's mistakes. If you stay here, they'll never let you forget what your father did. Taking you away from this ungrateful country. Someplace we can both start over.
Where?
China. Within a decade, they will have surpassed this country in every possible way. And we can be part of it, Josh. I am going to give you the future I promised you when you were born.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, I didn't think you would. But you will. I'll explain everything when I see you. Right now, all I need is for you to keep an open mind.
Josh stares amazed at the phone in his hand. Cheng hurries across and takes it from the boy.
Let's go.
Wait, please. I don't want to be with my grandpa. I'm afraid of him.
Your grandfather's visionary. You should be grateful for the opportunity.
I don't want to be with him, though.
Then go.
Jack shins up the rope from the sewer into Cheng's hideout. He causes the SUV to crash. In the confusion, Josh is spirited away by Cheng and one of his men.
Cheng's using the boy as a shield. Hold your fire! Hold your fire! I got two hostiles at the SUV. Cover me now!
Jack ambushes two of the Chinese gunmen by skidding spectacularly out from his cover and across the floor. 316, Cheng runs away with Josh. Jack is close on their trail. Jack pursues hotly as they head up a metal staircase.
Bauer, I got one hostile down. We're moving towards the roof.
Copy that, Jack.
Go. On the roof now, Josh kicks Cheng in the face and runs.
What a shot!
Josh makes his getaway across a metal walkway. Jack, in the confusion, gets a bead on Cheng's hitman. Cheng turns from his pursuit of Josh and aims his pistol at Jack as he emerges onto the roof.
Cheng, it's over! Put your weapon down! Now! Put it down!
Cheng turns, his face now full of fear. He obeys, placing his weapon onto the metal grill of the floor, beneath which Josh clings to a pipe.
Where is the boy? Tell me where the boy is and I won't kill you.
Help!
Josh!
Help!
Josh!
Help!
Hold on.
Josh has slipped and now dangles precariously from a chain. Cheng slips away. Jack goes to Josh's aid.
Josh, you need to grab my arm. Do it now. Now! Now!
Josh does as bid, and Jack manages to haul him up to safety.
You okay? Mike, it's Jack. I'm on the roof. I lost Chang, but I've got Josh. I need to secure him.
On our way up now. We're setting up a perimeter around the building.
319. Doyle and the TAC team proceed warily up through the building, weapons at the ready. Jack helps Josh down off the metal walkway.
Josh, the man I had you, his name was Jay. Did he explain why he tried to take you?
Nobody made me talk on the phone with Grandpa.
He did? You talked to your grandfather?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said that he loved me, that he wanted to take me to China, and that was his legacy. I think he's out of his mind.
Josh, listen to me. I need your help. Was there anything that you might have heard that could help us figure out where your grandfather is?
No.
Josh, think.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Josh, no. It's all right. It's all right. Come on, let's get you back to your mom.
Jack! CTU is a team on the way to secure the area.
You need to let them know my father's still involved in this.
Your father's involved with the Chinese. Why?
I don't know. I'll ask him when I find them.
325. Vice President Daniels paces broodingly in the Oval Office.
Sir?
Come in, Kev.
I just got off the phone with the Pentagon, and the latest intel indicates that the Russians are moving another two mechanized divisions into the Central Asian theater.
Are they within striking distance of our base?
Yes, and the troops are at the highest level of alert. Sir, Tom Lennox was supposed to be on the call with me, and I couldn't find him or get him on the telephone. Is there something that I should know about?
Tom is out in the field running a classified operation. He figured out who the leak was.
Who?
Lisa Miller.
Lisa Miller is spying for the Russians?
No. The man Lisa is romantically involved with this. For the last year, this man, Mark Bishop's been passing Lisa's emails along to the Russians, along with other things that she told him in confidence.
And that's how the Russians knew the Chinese had the component. Does Lisa know?
Now, Tom sent her back to this man Bishop with a cover story and falsified emails that we hope will convince the Russians that we've destroyed the circuit board before the Chinese could get it out of the country. And with any luck, Bishop will forward those emails to the Russians and they'll back off. And we'll have time to actually retrieve the component from the Chinese.
Well, I hope that works, sir.
Karen, Sam, I know you're wondering why you've been kept out of the loop on this, so let me assure you it had nothing to do with you and everything to do with me.
I don't understand.
At the same time Lisa was with Bishop, she and I were in a relationship as well. Needless to say, I am ashamed.
Well, sir, I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You and Lisa were both single, and there's no way you could know what she was doing behind your back.
It's a question of judgment. I trusted her. And unless Tom's plan succeeds, that mistake will bring us to war.
The panting is emanating from Lisa Miller's bed. Tom Lennox and his team of observers sit in their van, bored and impatient. Tom looks at his watch.
And finally, we're done. Here we go.
Tom.
You okay?
I'm great. That
was great.
It felt like you were somewhere else.
I'm just tired. It's been a long day. I'll be right back.
Bishop watches her closely from the bed as she gets up and disappears through the sliding door into the bathroom.
Do you think he's just concerned or suspicious?
Yeah, I don't know. But she is leaving him alone with the PDA. This could be it.
Lisa runs water in the shower. Bishop gets up from the bed, looking warily towards the bathroom.
Making his move. He's making his move.
Bishop pulls on a sweatshirt. He heads purposefully towards the drawer of the desk and fetches out the electronic device he uses to access her phone data. He removes her mobile from her bag and hooks it up.
Is that excellent? That must be the device he's using to forward the emails to the Russians. Gentlemen, he is taking the bait.
Bishop hesitates halfway through the process, a suspicious look on his face.
Come on. Come on. Hey. Come on, come on, come on. Send these emails, come on.
He's not going to, sir. He's putting our PDA away.
Sweetheart, I'm just gonna pour myself a glass of wine. You want something?
Sure, I'll have what you're having.
Lisa does her best to put on a smile as she emerges from the bathroom and comes through to where Bishop stands. He hands her a glass of wine.
What are you talking about?
I can tell from the way you were in bed that something's wrong.
All right, we may have a problem here.
Told you everything's fine.
And why can't you look me in the eye?
Because you're making me nervous staring at me like that. Can we stop talking about this?
Ow, Mark. I know you. You don't get nervous.
Stop it, you're hurting me.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Tell me what's going on.
This is not good.
All right, I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Go on! We gotta get in there! Quick, come on!
I put myself on the line for you! No, you were doing the boring stuff to the Russians! Stealing my emails was faster! Realize what you've done!
Bitch!
She swings at him with a heavy lamp base, but he gets his hands around her throat.
Who knows about me and the Russians? Who knows? Freeze! Get him off her.
Put Mr. Bishop in the bedroom.
She's got a pulse. It's faint. She's breathing.
All right, let's get an ambulance here fast. Bishop, I'm Tom Lennox. I would guess you've already familiarized yourself with the White House staff. I could have a moment alone with the prisoner. Mr. Bishop, we have incontrovertible evidence you were spying for the Russians. We have recordings of you on the phone with the agent running you, and now, of course, we've got this. Do I have your attention? All right, so here it is. You are going to upload the emails on Ms. Miller's PDA to your Russian employers. Additionally, you are going to call your handler and back up the story these emails tell, namely that our country destroyed the circuit board before it could fall into Chinese hands. Now, if you comply, we will push for leniency in your sentencing. If you do not, I can all but guarantee you the death penalty.
Bishop glares up at Lennox. End of part two.
What is it, Cheng? I lost a boy.
Who has him?
CTU and your son.
This is totally unacceptable. The boy was my price for repairing the circuit board.
I lost many men trying to give you your price, Mr. Bauer.
I really don't give a damn about your operational incapacities. Our arrangement is over.
It cannot be over. You have our component.
You failed to hold up your end of the deal. The circuit board is no longer yours.
You repair the circuit board and return it to us, or there'll be serious consequences.
Now you listen to me. I'm not afraid of you, Cheng. And the next time you threaten me, the consequences will be serious. But not for me.
So?
Philip Bauer hangs up implacably. 3:39. Chloe strides through CTU.
Any luck? Chloe, have our teams been able to locate Cheng or the sub-circuit board?
No, nothing yet.
What's the status on our satellite?
We managed to reroute circuits through an undamaged subsystem. We should have a grid back up in 10 minutes.
Try to make it 5.
Nadia, yes, sir?
Yeah, can I help you?
My name is Ben Cram. I'm from Division. You should have received a flash memo alerting you of my arrival.
Well, our systems are still down, so we can't receive memos just yet.
Well, that's exactly why I'm here. I've been authorized to compile an accounting and assessment of your security breach.
Well, sir, we're right in the middle of a recovery operation, and it's 3:00 in the morning. I mean, this isn't the best time to be questioning my people.
Frankly, Ms. Yasser, I don't particularly care what you think.
Excuse me?
This incident represents a serious breach in your security protocols. One that resulted in the loss of a number of CTU personnel. Obviously, mistakes were made, errors in judgment. Not the least of which was my accepting Bill Buchanan's recommendation to leave someone with your limited experience in charge. So, can I count on your full cooperation or not?
I never said otherwise.
Super. I'll need a full staff roster and access to all departments, plus some kind of a station to set up my investigation.
You can work out of that conference room over there.
Thank you.
3:41. The smug Cram smirks and walks away. Nadia pensively picks up her phone and calls out.
Operations?
Yeah, this is Nadia Yasser. There is a group from Division here in conference room B. Please give them whatever it is that they need.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take care of them.
Morris discreetly approaches Nadia.
Nadia.
Yeah, Morris.
This may not be my place. Don't let those buggers from Division get to you. You're not responsible for what happened.
Of course I'm responsible. It happened on my watch.
There's nothing you could have done. Do not let them hang you out to dry.
No, Morris, people are dead. Milo is dead because of me.
That's ridiculous. There's nothing anyone could have done, darling.
I could have stood up. I could have said something.
There was no time. Milo jumped in.
There was time. I just hesitated. I was just...
You were just afraid? Yeah, I have a bit of experience with that. Look, I'm not one to give advice on how to handle self-recrimination, but I know this. Milo was a brave man. He never would have sacrificed himself if he knew he could allow others to lay his death at your feet. He'd want you to stay strong. Stay in charge.
Morris walks away, leaving Nadia agonizing. In the Oval Office...
Sir, Tom Lennox is on the line.
for you.
Thanks. Tom, I'm here with Karen.
Yes, sir. That information we planted for the Russians, that has been sent on to Bishop's contact.
Good. Do you think it's made its way to Suvorov yet?
I'm confident it has, sir. But I do think a call to the Russian president, giving him the news ourselves, that might well strengthen the credibility of our story here.
I agree. Tom, thanks.
Sir, there is one other thing.
What's that?
We had some complications, and Lisa was injured in the operation.
How badly?
Well, she experienced a loss of oxygen to the brain. We won't know the extent of the damage until she regains consciousness. She is on her way to the hospital.
How the hell did this happen?
Sir, she attacked Bishop suddenly. Before we could even get in there, he'd almost strangled her to death.
And what were you doing during all this? You were supposed to be watching her the whole time. We were Secret Service.
Sir, we did everything we could. It just happened too fast.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right. I'll be back there shortly.
I'm so sorry, sir. I know that despite her betrayal, you still have feelings for Lisa. Unfortunately, we do have a pressing matter to address.
Suvorov.
Yes, sir, we've got to call him immediately and tell him that the Chinese no longer have the component and that it has been destroyed.
Set it up in the telepresence suite.
Right away, sir.
Daniels closes his eyes. Jack escorts Josh.
I'm going to get you back to your mom soon, okay? Just sit here. I'll be right back.
Operations.
This is Jack. Patch me through to Marilyn Bauer's cell phone.
Yes, sir.
Jack, ground teams have done a thorough search of the area and Chang's vehicles. The sub-circuit board's not here.
What about aerial surveillance?
And the choppers have picked up nothing, and we just now got satellite back online. It looks like Chang got out.
Well, there's nothing more we can do here. Get your men ready. We'll go back to CTU.
Got it.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Did they tell you Josh was safe?
Yeah, but that's all they'll tell me. What's going on? When can I see him?
We should be back at CTU in the next few minutes. Marilyn, the Chinese were doing this for my father. They were trying to get Josh to him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Josh spoke to him.
What did he tell Josh?
He said he wanted to take him back to China, that Josh was his legacy.
That's it? That's all he said?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Of course. Hold on one second. Hey, it's your mom.
Mom.
Hey. Hey. Are you okay? Did they hurt you?
No. I'm all right.
I don't know what I would do if I lost you.
Mom. Uncle Jack. He saved my life.
I know.
So we need to go.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. I'll see you soon, all right?
Okay, honey.
In the telepresence suite at the White House.
Sir, President Suvorov is standing by for you. Whenever you're ready.
Let's do this.
President Suvorov, you have a secure conference with Vice President Daniels.
Mr. President, I have some good news to share with you.
And what is this good news, Mr. Vice President?
We were successful in locating and taking out the Chinese agents who were attempting to smuggle the FP subcircuit board out of the country.
Are you saying you have the component back in your possession?
No, sir. The subcircuit board was destroyed when we attacked the Chinese.
I see. I assume you have proof of this.
Yes, we do. In addition to fragments from the destroyed component, I'm prepared to give you whatever images or documentation you need to assure you that this threat's been neutralized.
Do you mean the same documentation you planted with one of my agents?
Excuse me.
the same images you coerced them into sending to my people. Of a strike that accomplished nothing but destroying an empty building. Yes, I know you exposed one of my operatives. I had him under surveillance, which is how I know about your raid on his apartment.
Mr. President.
Now, if the Chinese agent in possession of the subcircuit board is allowed to transfer it to his government, the entire Russian defense system will be compromised. I told you I would hold you and your government responsible.
I will not tolerate any threats from you, Mr. President. We're doing everything in our power to ensure this component does not reach China.
I have already given you ample time to recover it. Now I am feeling less generous. If you do not deliver concrete and irrefutable proof to our embassy that you have recovered or destroyed this component within 2 hours, I will have no choice but to extend my country's forward perimeter to compensate for our defensive vulnerabilities.
You were talking about attacking one of our military bases. I would urge you to consider the consequences of that. We have just as many troops in that area, and allies who will not look kindly upon any unprovoked aggression on my country.
You and I both know it will not be unprovoked. This is a matter of survival for us. It is in both our interests that you get that component back. You have 2 hours.
Suvorov fades from the video screen.
It's all for nothing.
Excuse me, sir?
This ruse, it bought us nothing. We're about to go to war over a piece of circuitry.
/3:50, end of part 3. Part 4, 3:54, a White House aide hands a file to Tom Lennox.
This is the agenda for the Vice President's briefing with the military.
Okay, when did they start?
A few minutes ago. They're in the Oval Office.
All right, I'll play catch up. Tom Lennox. Who? All right, put him through.
The Russians are blaming us for allowing the Chinese theft of the FB's sub-circuit board and are preparing to retaliate against us. All our efforts to reacquire the component have failed, so we have no choice but to defend ourselves and to make provisions for the escalation of this conflict beyond the Central Asian theater.
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President.
Glad you could make it, Tom. General Cream is about to run some response scenarios.
Before we do that, sir, I need a moment alone with you and Karen.
Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen.
The other officials and military officers file out of the room.
Got Philip Bauer calling for you on a scrambled line.
What? What does he want?
I don't know, but he's in league with the Chinese. I think we need to hear him out.
Put him on speaker. Mr. Bauer.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Vice President.
What's this about?
I think you know what this is about.
Tell me anyway, so there's no miscommunication.
I want my grandson. And I want clear passage to the country of my choice. You give me that, and I'll give you the FB sub-circuit board.
You're working with the Chinese.
I was. They had their chance. They blew it.
How do I know you even have this component?
Serial number 3PTL3. Check it against any records you have.
And there it is, sir.
You realize what you're asking?
I'm offering you the opportunity of avoiding a conflict this country does not want. A war this country cannot afford. Not after what's happened today.
I'll send my instructions on an encrypted data stream.
Mr. Bauer.
Sir, you are not seriously considering this. Philip Bauer is a federal fugitive. complicit in selling nuclear weapons to terrorists.
I know what crimes he's committed.
Then how can you even entertain the thought of negotiating with him?
Because maybe we can't afford not to.
We are talking about trading the life of an innocent young boy.
We're talking about the lives of a lot more young men if we go to war with Russia.
And you think Philip Bauer is somebody that we can trust? The man is a sociopath.
Tom.
He is a sociopath. She's right about that. But given the stakes, this is a risk worth taking, sir.
None of this makes sense. Everything we know about Suvorov tells us the man wouldn't risk military engagement, even for this piece of technology.
Unless he's being squeezed.
Who by? His cabinet?
No. The military. And Gridenko was not the only anti-American general left over from the Soviet regime.
Yes, some of them are still in power, and Suvorov does rely on them.
So you think these generals are just looking for an excuse to pull the trigger?
Well, it certainly sounds plausible, sir.
Well, if that is the case, then we have no choice. We have to recover that stolen circuit board. Get me CTU.
Karen Hayes bites her tongue as Lennox goes into action to do Daniel's bidding. Cheng is driven through the night. Philip Bauer continues to work on the circuit board. Jack leads Josh towards a vehicle.
As we get back to CTU, you and your mother will be transported to a safe location.
How long will we be there?
Until we find your grandfather.
Uncle Jack, when you find him, what are you going to do to him?
Josh, I don't want you worrying about this. But I promise you, he will never threaten you or your mother again.
Agent Bauer! Call for you, a surgeon!
Josh, get in the car. I'll be right there.
Josh! You need to come with me.
What do you mean?
Come now!
Uncle Jack!
Agent Doyle!
Uncle Jack!
Agent Help! Doyle!
Order Jack! Go back to CTU!
The boy stays with me! Get out of my way!
Hold him back!
What are you doing?
Uncle Jack!
Hold him back!
Take him to CTU! Uncle Jack!
Hold him back! Straight!
Josh!
Doyle bundles the unwilling Josh into a helicopter which lifts off instantly. Jack, meanwhile, is forcibly restrained. 4 a.m. The end.
Next, the big question is, what the hell is going on? In the massive series finale of Lost, you can watch all two glorious hours of it in HD on Channel 197. A reminder that day 6 of 24 comes to a gripping end next week, like you needed a reminder.